This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cyber attacks. You can't live with them. You can't do business in the 21st century without them. And most of the companies targeted by said attacks aren't big multinational corporations with armies of IT workers. Most of them, in fact, are small businesses. More than 40% of small businesses were the victim of a cyber attack last year. And most of those businesses don't have a big IT team to handle an attack, as I said, or, and this is important, the financial cushion that will let those small businesses deal with it. So, when a cyber attack does hit, it can take a company right to the brink, as our special correspondent Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Kyla Yuli grew up near Los Angeles, and money was always tight. It was a big source of stress for her family. And when she was just 5 years old, Yuli figured out how she was going to avoid that stress.
I learned that there was like 7 billion people on the planet. And I remember thinking, like, if I could get all those people to give me $1, my problem would be totally solved. And I started trying to sell rocks and pine cones. And I was like, I just need $1 from all of you, okay? Just one.
By her mid-20s, Yuli had become a bona fide entrepreneur. She created an online store called Brillies, which sold vintage sunglasses. But like a lot of vintage sunglasses. 4 years in, Brillies was racking up more than $100,000 in sales a month. It had been featured in Vogue and Sports Illustrated.
And I was like, oh my God, what a dream. And then, boop!
That boop happened in June of 2021, when Yuli woke up to something strange.
There had been no sales overnight. And I was like, that is so weird.
She checked a few hours later and still no sales.
I was losing my mind trying to figure out what was going on.
Yuli checked her website. And that is when she realized that she was under attack, a cyber attack. Basically, an army of zombie computers or bots kept sending requests to Brillies over and over. The result? Her site kept crashing.
Your site gets flooded with bot traffic and it overwhelms your servers. So the reason my sales were all gone was because I was knocked offline.
Yuli did have cyber insurance. And when she contacted her provider, they said for an attack like this, she just kind of had to wait it out.
So the first day I was like, this will be fine. This will all pass and I'll just get back online. And then when it got around to like week two, I was like, this is getting really scary.
Yuli checked her accounts. No money had been stolen. Customer data was safe. So what did the attackers want? And why her? Brillies was tiny. Yuli had just 3 employees.
So if you're a small company thinking like, hey, nobody's going to notice me, that's not really the case.
Chris Hodgenowski is head of technology at Hiscox USA, which sells cyber insurance. He says attacks like this happen for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes money, sometimes it's a rival business, sometimes it's just to cause chaos. And while the headlines might focus on big public companies,
smaller companies get attacked regularly and with higher frequency just because maybe the controls aren't in place on these smaller companies.
Brillies did not have an IT department, and Yuli felt incredibly alone as day after day the attacks kept coming. Months went by with almost no sales, no money coming in. Yuli tried recreating Brillies at another URL, but the attacks started up at that website too.
And then I was like, I'm toast.
Yuli closed Brillies for good. She never found out who attacked Brillies or why.
I was just like, man, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I thought I made it. I thought this was going to be my love of my life business.
This kind of thing happens a lot. One report out of the UK found that more than half of their small businesses that got hit with a cyber attack didn't survive.
It's very hard to calculate the sort of financial losses.
Jamie McCall is a fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, a defense and security think tank. He and a research team have been looking at the true cost of a cyber attack for businesses.
Your reputation being irreparably damaged or months of downtime from your business or, you know, the psychological impact on your staff.
And on the business owners themselves. A few even confided to McCall that they felt suicidal after the cyber attack. For her part, Kyla Yuli thought she would just never feel that entrepreneurial spark again after she closed Brillies. She started consulting a bit, which is how she came across a struggling business that was looking for a buyer, price to sell. It was an online store that sold slippers, big, poofy slippers.
Just the most silly shoe you've ever seen. It's like a big old puffy moon boot slipper.
The second Yuli saw the slippers, she felt that spark.
I was like, I can do it. I can do it.
Yuli used her savings to buy puffyslippers.com. That is puffy with an IE. She was careful to build her business with cybersecurity in mind. Her site is locked down. And those puffy slippers are selling.
So the first month was $7,000 in sales, and then it just has kind of compounded every month since then.
After all, there are now 8 billion people on the planet. That is like 16 billion slippers. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.